We will discuss today the stops that we do in the Parsha of Masei. When Matis and Masei are separate, we read them in different Shabbosim, the various different stops, the different Minhogim. First of all, how we stop on Shabbos, the Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, where there is a difference between the Minhag Chabad and the Minhag that I've seen in most of the Chumashim, with the exception that brought down Shaila Moira, others, but it's most Chumashim, Tikkun Lakoyrims, have it one way, and in the Minhag Chabad we do it the other way. And also how the Minhag and the Aliyahs are broken up on Shabbos Mincha in the Parshas Matis and Monday and Thursday of Parshas Masei, how we break up for the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. In the Sefer HaMinhogim and also in the Hayom Yom, the Rebbe brings down that the minhag is not to interrupt the middle of the masois. When you look in the posik, in the psukim, in the parshas Masei, so it starts off in Perek Lamed Gimel posik Aleph. It starts off with Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael, giving you basically the journeys of the Bnei Yisrael as they left Egypt, but. First, the pasuk says "Vayichtoiv Moishes Motzein Maseihem," and already in pasuk Gimel, the third pasuk, the pasuk says "Vayisu Meramseis B'Chodesh Rishon." Says they journeyed from Ramses B'Chamisha Osiyom L'Chodesh Rishon M'Mochras HaPesach Yotzu Bnei Yisrael B'Yodrom Le'Nikol Mitzrayim. So he starts talking about the exodus of Egypt. That's the end of the that's three psukim. And then the pasuk goes on to relate to Mitzayim Mekabrim as Ashiriko Eis Ashiriko Hashem Bohem. That's pasuk Dalet. And then the pasuk further repeats itself, sort of. It says, "Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Meiramseis Vayachnu Basukis." So the pasuk has already said, "Vayisu Meiramseis" in pasuk Gimel, "Bachodesh Rish Machamish Osiyum Lachodesh." Harishen, it doesn't say where they camped. It just says Vayisum Ramses and Pasuk Gimel. It just says they journeyed from Ramses. But it's still, and it just gives you a little bit of the story that Mitzrayim were burying their dead. But starting with Pasuk Hey, over there, it keeps on going on from there. Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Meramses, Vayachnu Besukes, Vayisu Besukes, Vayachnu Beisum. Yeah, there's also some digression. The pasuk talks about different things that took place a little bit here, there, but basically it's vayisu, and that and vayisu vayachnu, and that goes on all the ways. When it comes to the 42nd masoyis, the pasuk finishes up in pasuk memtes, is vayachnu alayardim beis hashimes adov elashitim barvis meiv. Starting from basically from pasuk dalid, pasuk hey. From Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Meramsi Yachnu B'Sukkos, if you keep on going, it's Vayisu Vayachnu, you have 42 stops. So, like I said, the first stop is already mentioned that the journey Vayisu Meramsi is before, but in the order Vayisu Vayachnu, Vayisu Vayachnu, this starts the Pasuk Hei. So, the thing is, the Magen Avraham in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Chof Ches, in Siman Chot Mches, in the end of the piece over there, the Magen Avraham brings down that from the Sefer Tzureir HaMoir that one should not really interrupt in between the Membeis Masois. The Membeis Masois also hint to the name of Membeis of the Shem Havaya when the Yudke Vavke is spelled out with the letters, the fill-ins. It'll come out to the number 42, which is a sacred name of Hashem, the name of Membeis, the Shem Mab. And therefore, it's not appropriate to interrupt. That's why the Rebbe brings down, as mentioned in the Hayom Yom, and the Rebbe brings down the Hayom Yom that one should not interrupt But over there he talks basically about Monday, Thursday, and the Mincha Beparshas Matis, that one should not interrupt the middle of the Membeis Masois. So, how does it turn out if you don't interrupt the Membeis Masois? In the Magen Avraham, and it's also brought down Mishnah Berura, when they say not to, and other Svarim, and that's why I'm going to say it's very surprising that in all the Chumashim and all the different various different places, it's the breakup is doesn't follow the way the Magen Avraham seems to clearly say. It doesn't seem that there is any dispute about that. And even in the Yom Yom, that mentioned, the Rebbe talks mainly about Monday and Thursday. This is in the Yom Yom Chav Gimel Tammuz. The Rebbe says, "Kasher Matis Umasis Nifrodim, Koyrim BeMinchas Shabbos Beis Hey LeLevi Atzuf Kol Amasois." So, but here you see that the Rebbe says that you read LeLevi Atzuf Kol Amasois. For Levi, we read through all the Masois. So, Bechlal, we know that on the weekday, same thing for Mincha Shabbos, but on the weekday, because it's a Yom HaMaisa, so we don't burden the people to read long. We do as short as possible. That's why we always have the, basically, the Rishay, the first parsha of Rishay. We have that as the broken up into three sections, and that goes for the Kohen Levi Yisrael, generally speaking. And we don't go into the Sheni because we try to do just the Rishon, not to do any more. Needed, we need the three Psukim, or the way it breaks, the way it works out for each Aliyah, and we do it all in Rishon. But as you see here, as the Rebbe says, we do the Levi Yatsev Kol HaMasois. So what does that mean? So basically what it means that for the Koyen, the first Aliyah on Shabbos, Mincha, and Monday and Thursday, the first Aliyah will be till Le'ein Kol Mitzrayim. So even though we started saying Eile Masi, that would be the first four Pesukim. And not four Pesukim, actually only three Pesukim, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Eile Masei and Vayisu Maramsis, because that's enough already for one Aliyah. It has three Pesukim, but then it says that from starting Pasuk Dalet, you would go all the ways down till the end of all the Masois, because we don't want to interrupt based on the words of the Magen Avraham. And the Chiddush over here that the Rebbe seems to emphasize is, even though this is Monday and Thursday, our Mincha Shabbos, and normally we don't want to burden the people reading so long, but because of the requirement of the Magen Avraham, the Tzoreir HaMoed, not to make an interruption in the middle of the Membeis Masois, so the Rebbe is Mechadish, therefore, even on Monday and Thursday on Mincha Shabbos, we still need to read the entire Membeis Masois. So therefore, the Levi is going to get till the end. Now, the way we do it on Shabbos, it seems, we're going to do the Koyen for all the Membeis Masois. And that's understood also, because technically, why doesn't the Kohen on Shabbos read the Rishon? Why doesn't the Rishon do like the Kohen on Monday and Thursday? So the first three Pesukim. And then the Sheni will be starting from the fourth Pesuk through the Membeis Masois. So in that case, by Shlishi, if that was Rishon and Sheni started with the Levi Aliyah, that is Monday Levi's Aliyah, and it ends by the end of the Masois, then starting from Shlishi, it would match up with the other Nusachs, because Take, according to the other nuschos which don't care about doing the 42 masos, which, by the way, that's a very, very surprising why all the sitters, all the chumashim, and all the tikkuns don't have this Magen Avraham's consideration. But now I'm talking for a second what happens on Shabbos day, that even on Shabbos day, they don't have all the masos read together. Here we're saying that the Rebbe's Chiddush is that even on Monday and Thursday, it's still important to have all the masos together. And therefore, we're not going to break it up in the middle of the masos, but we're going to read. For Levi, all the masos together. But on Shabbos, we do even more. According to our minhag, we do even more. We are going to read for the Rishon. Our Rishon becomes the entire beginning from Elam Maaseh all the way to the end of the Masoyes. Because in essence, when we're talking about Shabbos, we don't have a problem of a Yom HaMaaseh. So starting from Elam Maaseh, it also belongs all together, because even though on Monday and Thursday and Mincha Shabbos we do interrupt, because the Vayichnu Vayisu Vayachnu is still inclusive, starts from Pasuk, you can do it from Pasuk Hey on Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Merabse Vayachnu Besukos, but that's looks like it's only for Monday and Thursday, because it's still a Yom HaMaisa and still we have the 42 Masois together there. So it's okay that to read for the Kohen the first three psukim, and then we'll start with the Masois just for the Levi. But on Shabbos, we're better off doing the entire Eilam Maaseh B'nei Yisrael. The whole Parsha belongs to Rishon, from Eilam Maaseh till the end of the Masois. And because of that, Sheni has to begin right after the Masois. But according to the other Nusachs, not according to the Nusach Chabad, they don't take into consideration the fact that you shouldn't interrupt in the middle of the Membeis Masos. So actually, they put Sheni in smack in the middle in Posik Shivit Mor V'yachnu Shom B'Vayisu Me'elim, which is in Posik Yud, in the middle of the Masos. And they put in the prosecute, over there becomes Sheni. And then from there till the end of Masoyes becomes it's Sheni to Shlishi till the end of Masoyes. So again, this is very surprising that they don't take into consideration not to break up, even on Shabbos, not to break up the Masoyes in a way. And if they wanted really to even have two aliyahs in the first one, at least they could have broken it up as the Kohen, they have the three first three psukim, and like we get the Kohen in the weekday, and then they can have Levi from there till the end of the Masos. At least Levi would have all the Masos, but they don't even do that. They go and on Shabbos, on the weekday, they b'chlal don't go through all the masos. They do three psukim for the Kohen, and they do then a few more psukim for the Levi, and then they do the Yisrael, because that is their Rishon. So they do the regular Rishon, what's the Rishon of Maaseh according to the other Nuschos, and they divide it up into three parts, and that's the way they have it. So they have the three parts, but they could have, if they wanted two aliyahs, they could have done before the Membeis Masoyes start counting Vayisu, and then they would have two aliyahs there. But it doesn't seem that that is a concern to them. The question is really that that seems, you know, all the halachas bring it down as a given, that that's the way it's supposed to, that the Magen Avraham brings it down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and the Aruch HaShulchan, others bring it down. Why is all this chumashim printed like this? is a little difficult. But in any event, because they don't regard that, so according to the other nuschos, they finish Levi by the time the Sheni. So Rishon ends by Pasuk Yud in the middle of the Masoros, starts over there Sheni, and the Sheni goes till the end of the Masoros. And therefore, their Shlishi begins at the end of the Masoros, and that goes till the end of Shlishi, which Revi starts already in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk. Posik Tezvav. Now, Tezayim. But, according to the Minhag Chabad, it looks like since it is Shabbos, so during the weekday, when we don't want to burden so much, so we're the people so much, so we're take, are going to do the Koyen, is going to get the first three Psukim, and then the Levi is going to get all the Masois, at least the Levi is going to get all the Masois. But on Shabbos, over there, we're actually going to do from Eila Masei straight through the Masois. We're going to make it all into one Aliyah. So that we don't have interruption at all, not even from the Eila Masei, everything is together. And therefore, where everybody, the other Nusach starts Shlishi, we will start Sheni. Because they had what we did for our entire Rishon, they broke up into two parts. Again, disregarding the Masois, they did it into two parts. And then we start with Shlishi, with Sheni, at the end of the Masois. They start Shlishi over there. The other Nusach, they start Shlishi over there. And we start Sheni over there. Now, our Sheni is going to be a very short Aliyah. Very short Aliyah is going to be our Sheni. So not Chabad Sheni, Chabad where they're studying Shlishi. That's going to be the full Shlishi, a big Aliyah. The Shlishi going all the way to Perik, in the middle of Perik Lama Dalet. But by us, where we have to start Sheni after the Masos, we're going to put in like three Psukim over there through Pasik. Is it Nun Gimel? And that's going to become Sheni, and then we're going to make another stop from. Then we're going to start. So we'll do Nun Pasuk Nun Nun Aleph Nun Beis and Nun Gimel. Those will become the Sheni for Nusach Chabad. Shlishi will start with Pasuk Nun Dalet. And by the time we finish Shlishi, we'll be the same. We'll come to Revi. We'll be at the same place where the other nuschos start Revi. So we're just going to put in the Shlishi Aliyah that the non-Chabad have. We're going to break it into two. We're going to have first part is going to be four Psukim, is going to be the Sheni Aliyah because we didn't have a Sheni in the first part, and the next after the four Psukim of Sheni, then we're going to do the Shlishi and we're going to end the same place as the Revi. But the other Nusachs, they had two Aliyahs already, they had Rishon and Sheni, they had it within the Membeis Masois. And like I said before, they broke it up in the middle. And the main point, what it seems to me, is it looks like that the Shabbos, we're going to do the whole Eila Masi together, because we don't even want to take a break after the in the middle at all, even though we'd still have the Yisi Achnu, as opposed to Monday and Thursday, we're going to let the Kohen read the first three Aliyahs, and then we're going to have the Yisi Achnu, the Membeis Masois, to also make sure that the Shema and the 42 go together.